Hello everyone, I'm your host Renato Creative, and today I'm gonna interview model and brand ambassador Kalor. She's gonna talk about her modeling career, and she recently appeared on the Mayelle Inc. magazine issue number 1 magazine cover. The issue is packed with amazing tattoo artists and tattoo models, plus we also gave a spotlight for small businesses. So make sure you get your copy of Mayelle Inc. magazine. Only thing you have to do is go to mayelleinc.com. The correct pronunciation is Mayelle, but we call it Mayelle. Go to mayelleinc.com and check out the magazine. You'll be happy with the magazine. It's printed on the best heavy stock paper, so the quality is amazing when you get your magazine. It's a collector's item. And then you can get the digital version also if you go to the same link. So I want to give a shout out to everyone that support the magazine. Definitely want to shout out everyone that appeared in the magazine. We had some great submissions, and I want to shout you guys out for submitting. So make sure you check that out. Also check out our website, mayelleinc.com. We got some great stuff up there. And thank you for listening to this podcast. Make sure you share this podcast with your friends, family, classmates, coworkers. Go ahead and share it on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You want to share it on Snapchat. Share it everywhere. Black Planet, if you're on Black Planet. You know, SoundCloud. You can share it somehow. Share the show with your friends, family, classmates, coworkers. So, we're going to bring in our guests. Hello, welcome to the Mayelle Inc. radio show. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Pretty good. So introduce yourself to everyone.
Well, my name is Kalor. I am currently an ambassador for multiple brands, Shaped by You Lingerie, Official One Brand, and also Vivid Emporium Designs, created by Kadiachu Kumara, Sierra Salone, Leon, sorry.
Wow.
Yes. I have done a mini film that I have written, and with the help of At Porch Poppy and my sister and his team, we have put together a short mini film. I have 2 beautiful children. I am from North Virginia, originally born in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I have been modeling for 6 years.
Wow, only 6 years and you're this good? Wow.
Yes, it's a work in progress. I mean, I had to start somewhere. You know, when you first start out doing something that you're very uncomfortable with, then, hey, you're not the best, but you continue to grind, continue to hustle, and you improve, you become better. And so that's what I had to do. I had to improve. I had to get better. This is something that I wanted, something that I never thought that I'd be doing. So I just had to continue to grind, continue to improve, and it is paying off.
So, yeah, I met you from me posting a casting on Facebook, which is probably the worst place to ever post a casting, because most of the time people look at it and they don't respond. But you know, if you go to like Instagram, you might have a little better success, or like a model site, casting site. But yeah, I found you because I was looking for a model to shoot for Pilar Scratch. You know, she's a celebrity stylist, and I was looking for some nice lady to shoot for her. And you know, I didn't know if I was gonna make it in the magazine, but I was connected to her through Mayelle Kids Magazine, which is our other magazine. It's our kids magazine. I featured her and her son in that magazine, and she's hard to get to. And I just wanted to find someone to shoot for her magazine, and so you ended up hitting me up. A lot of people hit me up, but they was wasting my time, and I could feel that they was wasting my time. They wasn't really gonna come. They probably was bored and didn't have nothing to do, because this was when the pandemic was still, you know, it's still bad, but the pandemic was a lot worse then, so a lot of people's out of work and they ain't got nothing to do, so they was like, let's mess with this photographer, and he's not for real. And so you was the only one that replied that I actually felt was serious about it. And I could tell you didn't normally, when models give you their phone number, you know that they are serious. You didn't give me your phone number, but I could just feel that you was, you know, serious. And so then I came to shoot you and I saw you and I was like, okay. And I was feeling like, I was feeling bad that day, you know. And then you told me you felt bad too, but we did some amazing pictures. And
yes, we did.
And
yes,
we've been working together ever since. So, you know, I was able to shoot you, you know, after 4 shoots, you got the cover by working with me for Mayel Inc. And then someone hit me up like, you just giving stuff to that girl. And I was like, no. She earned it, like the Pilar thing. I don't have no control over what Pilar picked for her magazine. That's her magazine. You earned that. And then with this cover, you earned it. You went hard on the cover. So like, what, like, tell us how you said you only been modeling for 6 years. How did you get to this level where a celebrity stylist will feature, you know, and you might got one page. I think we would have got more pages if I had submitted you a little earlier. So we about made the deadline. So how did you get to this level where you are on billboards, which I probably shouldn't have just told her. I should have let you did that. But you're working for up and coming headphone company.
Yes.
Which is important. They also should get on. They should get on We Buy Black, because there's a lot of people looking for black-owned businesses. So, like, tell us about how all of this happened.
First of all, shout out to Pilar Scratch for, you know, featuring me in her magazine. Shouts out to Trey Bills for being on the cover. You're amazing. I believed in you. A lot of people, that's what it is. They don't believe in a person. They go probably by off what they see. I saw your magazines on your Facebook, on your page, and I was like, wow, this could be a dope opportunity. So, you know, not really wanting to do it, I just went ahead and did it. You know, I didn't give up on myself. Because it was a point in time where I just didn't even want to model anymore. You know, I was going to call it quits, but something just would not allow me to do that. So I started searching, you know, for opportunities, and you were an opportunity for me to be featured in a magazine, or possibly, you know, on the cover of a magazine. So I just went for it. You know, I didn't have any doubts. I didn't have any regrets with it. You know, I didn't think twice about it. I just went for it. And I met you. You were awesome. You knew your stuff with photography, graphic design. You have a whole bunch of knowledge on things. And I was like, wow, he seems pretty dope. So I just came to the photo shoot and I just killed it. And obviously, Pilar liked it and she featured me in the magazine. You know, I just, whenever, you know, I see an opportunity, you know, I don't think anything less of it. I just try to go hard the best that I can. And I did exactly that. I would just tell people, like, you just got to try. You just can't knock it till you try it, pretty much. And so that's what I've been doing every single time I do a photo shoot, or now I'm doing video shoots. Something that I never thought in a million years I would be doing, but I always saw myself doing that. Like, I can do that, you know. I did a film, like a short mini film. Like, I never thought I'd be doing that either. Like, everything that I'm doing now, I never thought I'd be doing. I got the opportunity to model in 2014, and ever since then, I've been doing it. I took a break for a little while. I had gained some weight and everything, but, you know, I just got back into the gym, got myself fit, was eating right, and I just started back modeling, started getting back into it. I promise you, God would not let me stop. No matter how many times I told myself I want to quit, I want to give up, I just kept going. Like, I was very motivated to continue to grind, mainly because I want to build a legacy, you know, for my kids. You know, it's not just modeling for me, and it's not just me, it's bigger than me. You know, I want to do so many things. I want to be a role model to, you know, whoever, but mainly to, you know, girls, just being that role model for them. You know, there's not a lot of role models out here. There are, yes, there are, but I just want to be one myself. So I just continue to grind. I continue to stay focused. You just got to love what you do. You got to be passionate about, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. You can't be second guessing yourself. You got to just know that you want this, and you got to just go for it with no limitations, no backing down. So that's what I've been doing. Like, I've been just challenging myself, really, and I love challenges. So I'm just trying to knock out every opportunity that I get. So that's just it. You just gotta go for it. You just gotta keep going. You just can't, you know what I'm saying? You just can't stop.
I'm gonna tell you, I was before I left North Carolina and went to Richmond, because, you know, people really weren't paying attention to my work. And, you know, I got all these magazines and stuff and opportunities, and I'm connected somehow to people, but, you know, I'm not looked at. And so, you know, I was kind of about to give up on photography, man. Photography, because it's like nobody was, I wasn't getting no regular people or models to work with. And, you know, a lot of times, that's actually, it was meant to be. Because by me not having models to work with or regular people to work with, I improved my graphic design skills. So I was, you know, I was able to become better. And so, speaking of that, you know, Elite. Now, this site, this magazine is very beautiful. And did you get a chance to look at the magazine?
Yes, I did. I did. You actually showed me the magazine when I first met you, and I loved it. So that made me, you know, want to work with you more. Like, wow, he's, you know, very creative. That's your name, Renato Creative. So I just gave you a chance. Like, I didn't think anything, you know, negative. I just went for it, you know.
So yeah, definitely. And I was talking about the magazine featuring you, though, the one that is out right now. So everybody was waiting for the magazine to drop September, and we fooled them. The magazine, well, you already knew it was going to drop earlier.
Yes, I did.
Early, but everybody else didn't know, and so they were shocked. And then once they saw the magazine, they was like, wow, I didn't expect it to be like this. So for the first issues, it was amazing, and I'm shocked myself that it came out, you know, this good. But did you get a chance to look at that magazine, and what do you think about that? And also, this is your first magazine cover, so yeah, you have been published, but your first cover. So yes. How does it feel to, you know, because you can get a cover, but for it to actually be published, how do you feel?
Wow, I feel awesome. You know, I really don't like to boast about myself, you know, and my successes, but I'm really proud of myself, you know, for just continuing to, you know, do the impossible, you know. I've always imagined myself being on the cover of a magazine, whether it be Vogue, Essence, those type of magazines. I just always knew that I would be on one when I started modeling. Like, that was my goal, to, you know, get to that level. And I'm just excited that you gave me the opportunity. And I have looked at the magazine. It is so fire. I can't wait for people to look at it, because it's unique, for one, because the magazine is for our culture. You know, you don't see, you know, Black women with tattoos on a magazine. You see, you know, I'm not racist or anything, you only see white women. So to see our culture on a tattoo magazine, it was it's amazing. And the fact that I'm on the cover of one is even more amazing. So I am truly excited.
Yes, that's not racist because it's true. The white magazines, I'm gonna talk just for people like me, because I'm not gonna hold nothing bad and be all proper like you. It's like the white magazines, that's why people love us. The white magazines do not feature black models, and if they do, it has to be a celebrity or something like that. Like, I looked at all the magazines, all the tattoo magazines, or what people would call mainstream magazine. I even went to the UK because I thought, okay, maybe the UK will do a little bit better. And no, the only magazine that really catered to us was Urban Ink, and that's not around no more. And it was killed off. And so it was killed off so that we could bring Mail Ink magazine. So that's, it's bringing us, and the difference is, a tattoo artist that I removed from the magazine tried to compare Mail Ink to Urban Ink, and I was like, no way. Like, you know, they had the Black Men Style. That was another magazine that is basically based on, but Mail Ink is more high quality, and Mail Ink is on the same level as the white magazines. Matter of fact, it's diverse, so we actually got white people in the magazine. Like, if you look at the issue, it's not just a black magazine, but it's black owned. So it's about diversity. So yeah, you don't have to say it that way, because it's just reality. They do not feature black models ever. And if they do, it's like a one page or something like that. And they have to be someone famous or something.
Yeah, you're right. It is diverse, and I appreciate that a lot, because, like I said, you don't seek that. So that's what, you know, makes this magazine even more, you know, unique. So.
And then, like, if something happened where, if an issue happened in the black community, we can cover it, you know, because that's what we do with Mayo Kids. We cover the protests that was going on, some of the protests. We can actually cover that stuff. And we want white folks to see it. We want black people, because it's protest is diverse. It's not just white or black or anything. It's diverse. And so we can cover that also. And that's why this magazine is important. We need stuff like this, because Ebony and Essence can't cover everything.
Right.
And then they're more conservative, and they're not going to post like people with tattoos, unless it's Keisha Cole, you know, or somebody like that.
So, yes.
And then most, you know, and, you know, the style of their magazine is more catered to older black people, while this magazine is for younger folks.
Right. Exactly. So I am more than excited and honored to be on the cover. This magazine is going to be huge, and I can't wait to see how big it blows up.
Definitely, it will, because it's unique. And like, there's other, I have seen maybe another black tattoo magazine. I think it's black owned, but it just don't have the quality. And so that's the thing. A lot of white people is going to be shocked that it's a black owned magazine with good quality. And I'm not saying that because I'm the owner.
Right.
And then two beautiful models, you and Anna.
Yes. Shouts out to Anna. And congratulations on your cover. And your cover is dope, by the way. Your tattoos are dope. You know, shouts out to you. Congratulations. You know, and also I want to, you know, hopefully, you know, get more women empowerment with this. You know, we're all beautiful women, you know, who have beautiful bodies, you know, who are strong, bold, and beautiful. You know, I want to see more of that. And hopefully, you know, with this magazine, we can get all that too.
You know, definitely. That's
yes.
Not to cut you off, but when we talk about women empowerment. But, one thing I noticed about the other tattoo magazines, I'm talking about the white and the black magazine that did exist, is they focus a lot on the men tattoo artists, and really the women tattoo artists and models didn't really get shined. Like, the women really, unless they was a celebrity, they had to be with a male celebrity. like, if you go back and look at the other magazine covers, and they couldn't do like a natural shoot. They had the, you know, one of my favorite photographers did most of the pictures too. But this one, this magazine opened the doors for more photographers. You don't have to be a celebrity photographer to submit for the magazine.
Yes, and that's what I like about it. You know, you don't have just celebrities, you have locals as well. And, you know, everyone deserves, you know, a chance. So everyone deserves a chance, you know, to show who they are and, you know, promote who they are. That's why I love this magazine, because it's, you know, helping, you know, not just Black-owned businesses, but the minorities, you know, it's helping, you know, them get their businesses exposed, get more exposure. So this is an awesome magazine. It's not just about tattoos and tattoo artists, tattoo shops, you know, it's about everyone. It's about the culture.
Definitely. And like I said, it's going to open doors for female tattoo artists, because we're going to actually search for them and we're going to try to get them in the magazine so that they can get some shine too. And then definitely the female models. And then most of our audience, I check, is females. So it's a magazine that females can enjoy.
Yes, let's go, ladies. Let's go. Let's go.
So
I love it.
Tell us about your shoot with me for this. You did real good. You didn't get your lashes. I'm about to, don't get offended, but I was kind of glad that you didn't have the lashes, because I like your regular eyelashes.
Yeah, with the magazine, I didn't want to, you know, do too much. I wanted it to be, you know, as simple as possible, but still get a dope shot in there. So I was very creative with that. The shoot was amazing. It's crazy because we actually did it at my apartment, so it was, that made it even more dope. You know, we got shots from inside my own apartment, and I'm on the cover of the magazine. But the shoot was dope. You were awesome. You know, you helped me out with some of the, you know, creativity. You were awesome. You know, we did some dope shots, and I'm excited about the picture that's on the cover of the magazine. It's a dope shot, and I couldn't be more happy.
Yep.
Yes. You were very professional. Very professional, by the way. And, you know, you don't see that a lot with photographers. You know, you don't see that professionalism a lot, but you were very professional, very respectful. You got in, you did your job, and, you know, you had my shots for me ready. You know, it was just all very professional, and it was a dope shoot.
Yes, definitely. And after that shoot, R&B singer told me that he wants me to shoot you for his album cover. So that's another opportunity. He said he don't want no one else to shoot you, and he definitely wants you on the album cover. So that, I don't know if I told you, but the R&B singer would like for us to do the album cover, because he liked the way we worked together. He liked the way we do pictures together, and he was impressed with the video. He said he saw the video and how good it looked, and, you know, how good you did in the video. And he said, I told him that I shot it with an iPhone. He was like, what? It don't look like an iPhone. So yeah, and I was like, it's because we work great together. So yeah, he definitely will. I'm gonna give him a shout out. Shout out to Jay Stone. He let us use his song for his video. I mean, for the promo for the magazine, but you can look at the video if you go to mayelinc.com. So how was it shooting that video? What was you thinking when you were shooting the video? Because you did a great job, and it fit the song.
Before we go into that, shouts out to Jay Stone also for making platinum. Congratulations on that. But in the video, you know, I was just, you know, into the song. You know, when you're doing videos, you just gotta be yourself. You know, you can't, you know, be nervous. You can't, you know, second guess yourself. You just gotta do it. So when I was doing the video, I was just thinking about, you know, that one person that, you know, makes me feel sexy, makes me feel good. And so once I did that, I just went with the flow, and the song made it even better. You know, J Stone is an awesome singer, so hearing his voice and then thinking about that one person that, you know, just gets me off, hey, you're bound to do magic.
Okay, good thing this show is PG, rated R, because boy, that was a lot. Okay, so that's good. Okay, so that's what you do. Okay, that's your secret.
Yes.
So, like, you know, because you did do lingerie. I won't spend the lingerie. I thought you were going to do, like, shorts or something. Like, what made you decide to go for lingerie? And are you shocked that you made the cover?
I went for lingerie because I wanted to be unique. I'm always trying to be unique. I'm always trying to challenge myself. I'm always trying to, you know, just go above and beyond. So I felt like lingerie would be dope to shoot. So I went ahead with it. Plus, you know, I'm a brand ambassador for Shaped by You Lingerie. So I wanted to give an opportunity to, you know, promote them as well. But the lingerie was just, you know, me being me and me being different and creative. And the shot came out great. And I, like I said before, I am beyond grateful for being on the cover of the magazine. And yes, I was shocked. I was shocked. And I was even more shocked seeing the picture. That shot was a dope shot.
Yeah, so how did you get that pose and know to hide your face with your hair? Because, I mean, that was nice. I don't know, like, how you do that. Because when I'm clicking the camera, I cannot see anything, you know. I mean, I got a little viewfinder, and I can see your face, but that's about it.
Honestly, you caught me off guard.
Wow.
Yeah, you did. You caught me off guard with that one. I didn't even know if you were ready yet to shoot, but you had the camera up and just happened to look up and boom, you flashed. So those off guards be the best
always,
ones, right?
Always.
So that's what happened. So
off guard,
yeah,
shot.
Definitely.
That's a cover.
Yeah, guard, and it's on the cover.
And this is my ninth cover ever. So I have put out. And then I have shot for other people magazines, but out of the 70 issues of the 70 magazines, and then the features in other people, this is my ninth cover ever since 2012. So that's pretty cool. You're the ninth cover.
Yes. And again, I am honored to be on the cover. Thank you so much.
Yes, because I try to give everybody opportunity. I don't want to be like some magazine owners where they are to cover every issue or most of the issues, trying to be fair, and I'm trying to get the best photographer and model to cover. So that's why I only have 9 out of 70. So
yes, and I can't wait to see who else is, you know, going to be the next issue. You know, I believe you're still submitting. So if you guys are wanting to, you know, be on the next issue, then by all means, submit. And good luck to you.
All right. So tell us about, how did this billboard picture come up? I mean, how did that happen? I mean, was you just randomly at a photo shoot and then the photographer submitted it to this company's billboard, or did they hire you?
Yes. So a company by the name of Premium Space hit me up on Instagram, asked me if I was interested in doing a shoot with them. I was like, of course I'd be interested. So when the time came, you know, they gave me the information. I went to the shoot, did the shoot. Did not know that I was going to be on like a website. I didn't know that for sure I was going to be on the billboard. So I did the shoot, and then next thing I know, here I am getting a Instagram message saying you're on a billboard. I had to look at it again. I'm like, huh? And then when I seen, you know, what cities the billboards was in, I was like, wow. I was very, very humbled, you know, very, very humbled to know that I was going to be on the billboard. Because honestly, a few days before I found out that I was going to be on the billboard, I had seen this black guy on a billboard, and I was like, I'm gonna be on a billboard one day, watch. And a couple of days later, here I am on a billboard. So I was just like, wow, that happened fast, God. You work fast. But I guess the company that I shot for, you know, submitted to this company that does the billboards, and some way, somehow, we got on the billboard. So I'm thankful for that. My parents are very proud of me, especially my dad. He's proud of me. Yes, so I'm just very thankful, and it's not going to stop there. You know, I'm just going to keep grinding, keep going, challenge myself to do better, to do more. So this is only the beginning.
Okay, not to change the energy, but well, this is a lesson. So if you do have haters, and the haters, you know, are all on your page and looking at everything that you are doing and whatever, do not let them stop you, because when their hate get worse, the hate gets stronger, that's when your blessings come. See, she was going through that. She have a hater that is on everything. Matter of fact, her hater probably gonna listen to the show, and she gonna be mad with me for calling her out. I'm not saying her name though. But this hater has been hating on her, and she's getting all these blessings. She did her first music video. She got her first magazine cover. She was published in a celebrity magazine. She has been published in a magazine in Australia, right? All right, so yes. Mayo is international, but that is from a whole different country, so that's cool. And then the billboard, not to cut you off, what were you saying?
No, I was saying I've been published in like 4 magazines.
That is cool.
4 magazines.
And then more magazines coming, so.
Yes.
So why is magazines important? I think I told you, but you probably already know.
Magazines are important to me, because they're motivational and they send a message. They send a message to anyone that's trying to be a model, anything, actor, anything, letting them know that you can do it no matter what anyone says. You got this. Do not give up. Do not give up on yourself. No matter how hard you want to, you have to keep going. It's not an option for you to stop if you get rejected. It's more so a a confirmation that you're almost there. You're almost there. Keep going. Don't let this one little hiccup, this one little, you know, downfall get you. You know, because at the end of the day, you started this for a reason. So it's only right that you continue to grind for it.
So here's a question. How much rejection have you faced in these 6 years? Like, stuff is bad. You don't even have to go to people. Like, they're coming to you. But how much rejection have you faced in the 6 years? You probably don't even remember everything, but I know there's a lot of closed doors, and now doors are opening for you.
I mean, yes, I have been rejected quite a few times. And honestly, I've rejected quite a few opportunities as well because they were not the right opportunities for me. Like I said, it's been a lot of photographers who were very unprofessional, but I'm not going to get into all that. But yes, there have been quite a few rejections, but like I said, I don't let that stop me from continuing on with this modeling, with this journey that I'm on. I'm trying to build a legacy, so I want to continue to build it. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it, more so to say.
Okay. So where do you see yourself in... since you've been modeling for 6 years, let's say 6 years, where do you see yourself in 6 years?
6 years, let's see. 6 years, I see myself being a personal trainer. I see myself having my wellness and retreat center going. I see my fitness gear going, my clothing line, everything that I'm trying to do. I see myself there. I see myself helping out the community. I see myself creating more projects, you know, helping others, you know, reach their goals. I just see myself being that big role model, that legend.
Okay. I never asked you this, but did you get started modeling in college?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I got with modeling when I first moved back to North Carolina. I met a guy on Facebook. I asked him, you know, how can I be a model? And he was like, I can help you model if that's what you want. I am a agency. I was like, okay, bet. Started working with him. And it was only up from there.
Awesome. So yeah, you're moving on and doing more stuff. What is something that you have not done that you would like to do?
Honestly, right now I'm just, you know, going with the flow. I am going with the flow. Whatever opportunity comes my way, I'm willing to try it. You know, you never know what other opportunities you can find, what other talents you can find about yourself unless you try different things. So I really want to get into film and directing, being behind the scenes, learning how to write a script, a real script, and then creating my own film, a big film, a major film.
Okay. The only thing you really have to do is start practicing and go for it. It's like we create these magazines. You know, some people would have told me that I had to go to someone else to make these magazines, but I made it happen without, you know, having another magazine help me or going to a different community. So that means that I have more control over my projects and I don't have no one telling me what I can and cannot do from another community. So that is definitely good when you start your own stuff. I really salute Tyler Perry because he just started his own thing and now people gotta come to him to rent his studio when they need to shoot in Atlanta. Like, that was a very smart move. So, like, who inspired you?
My inspiration started when I was younger. The first role model that really inspired me was Aaliyah. Seeing her, you know, on the screen, you know, and, you know, her performances and the way she sang and,
you know, how common, like how innocent she was. It reminded me of me a little bit, how innocent she was, but at the same time she was just so fierce, you know. Her voice was so soft and so smooth, you know, just listening to it just felt like I was in heaven. And, you know, I wanted to be just like her. I wanted to be just like her. Someone that people looked up to, someone that people admired, someone that people, you know, was inspired by. And ever since then, you know, I have always wanted to be that type of woman, female. And so seeing her, it just made me just want to do it. And then and then in 2014, that's when it started. That's when it all started. That's when I was like, it came to me, and it came to me for a reason, this modeling. So obviously I gotta make the most of it the best way I can. And so of course I doubted myself. Of course, you know, people doubted me. Even my own parents doubted me. My dad told me that I wasn't going to do anything with it. So why do it? But now look at me. I'm on a billboard, 4 magazines. I did a music video. I did a mini film. I'm doing things that even I thought I wouldn't be doing. So anything is possible. Anything is possible if you want it. Whatever you want, you just go for it. You grind for it. It's not gonna come to you. You gotta go after it. And you can't stop until you get it. And then hopefully when you get it, you go for more. And you help others get to it. That's how it's supposed to go in my book.
Definitely. And that's the thing. There's like people trying to go after stuff that's already made and trying to work for people who already have stuff made, you know, established. But there's a lot of potential where you can establish your own stuff. Like, we need more Black-owned essential products companies. So that's something I'm looking into starting. I mean, there's a lot that you could do right now. And, you know, and you can serve everybody. You know, you're not going to don't just serve Black people or make it for just Black people. Right. Make it for everybody and, you know, make a great product. So there's a lot that you can do. And like Tyler Perry, you know, Tyler Perry started off and he was really serving the Atlanta area, Atlanta church area. But his movies are so now universal that, you know, a Trump supporter might want to watch a Tyler Perry movie. I know a Trump supporter that does watch Tyler Perry movies. So, and when I say Trump supporter, I mean he would probably never ever watch a Tyler Perry movie normally. But Tyler Perry is so universal now that even a person who would never watch a Black movie, never watch anything like BET or anything, is watching a Tyler Perry movie and the Tyler Perry shows. So if you got a good product, you know, people will watch it no matter what. So that's why I say to people to go ahead and create your own stuff, but don't wait. So what you think about that?
Creating your own stuff? Oh, man. Yes, definitely. You got to create your own lane. You got to create... You got to be you. You can't be anybody else. You can't copy nobody else. You know, for one, that's... You know, you're violating copyrights. But you just got to find your own niche. Or if I'm saying that word right. Niche. I don't know. But you got to find that. You got to find what's for you. You know, you got to be original. You can't go copying what you see. You got to be yourself, and that's why I try to stand out. You know, that's why I try to be different with my photo shoots, and you know, it's so many ideas that I got, bro. Like, I just try to be unique as much as possible. I don't try to be like everybody else. I've never been that type of person to try to be like everybody else. You know,
and not just that, everybody's looking at you because you have the dreads, and that's, it's not like, there's like people who have dreads, but it's not like popular, and you know, like people that's on billboards and stuff like that, you don't really see people with dreads. So I think that's what people are paying attention to too. Like you said, you have your own style also.
Yes, shout out to the dreadheads. Really, honestly, Duchess motivated me to get my dreads. Like, seeing her, like, she's an inspiration to me, too. Just seeing her on Black Ink, and then, you know, her after Black Ink, and how, you know, how much she grew from that, that really, like, motivated me. Like, how strong she was, regardless of what they said about her on the show, how, you know, how people treated her, you know, not even knowing her, how strong she stood through it all. Like, she didn't let it break her. She just kept going. Like, she stayed in her own lane. She didn't care about the fame. She didn't, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't about the money. Like, she just really wanted to do it for her people, for Charlotte, or for her fans. Like, she's real to me. She's true to me. Like, she motivates me. She inspired me. And so I was just like, let me get some locks. Let me try this. Let me start a new journey. You know, let me be me. Let me start my own way. Let me do me. Let me do what I want to do. I'm a free spirit. You know, let me show people who I am and not who people want me to be or who people expect. Let me be me. Let me show you me and who I am.
Yeah, and I guess...
And so that's what I did.
I was about to say, and people love it.
Yes. Thank you. And I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate the people that supported me. People that want to see me doing good. People that want to see me progressing and being successful. I appreciate all of y'all. For real. You don't know how hard it can be doing this. But at the same time, I knew what I was getting into when I started doing it. I knew it wasn't going to be easy. You know, I knew it wasn't going to be peaches and cream doing this. So I knew it was going to be hard work. So
that it is. A lot of people don't know. If you really, really do a real, real photo shoot, now you're talking about like some little stuff, a real photo shoot, you're tired after the shoot. Tired and hungry.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely.
So, what model would you like to work with?
What model would I like to work with?
Uh-huh.
I would like to work with Naomi Campbell. For sure. I would really like to work with her. And Tyra Banks as well. I would really like to work with her. For sure. Honestly, I don't know if she did or not. I wish Tyra would have had like a... I believe she did though. I believe she did have a curvy... when she did America's Next Top Model, she had...
She did.
Okay. So, I wish I would have been brave enough to go on there and do that, but at the time I didn't even know that I wanted to be a model. So I didn't go for it, and then plus I was young too. I was probably a little bit too young to do it.
But okay.
Yes, Tyra Banks and Naomi Campbell both are an inspiration.
Yeah, and I could see you doing like TV or something, because I noticed when I start filming you, you know, when we was doing that video, it's just like your eyes, the catchlight in your eyes just changed. You know, since I was using the strobe, I could see the catchlight. Now, I did see the catchlight when I was doing the video, because it's not that little screen. Since I was using the iPhone, I saw your eyes. It was like, wow. It's like your eyes lit. If I could see the cash light, and I was like, wow. So, do you enjoy doing video a little bit more than pictures? I know you love pictures, but it's like, I saw like a difference in you when I started doing the video.
Yes, I do love doing video more than I do love doing just regular photography. I feel like video, you get to express yourself more. You get to show a different side of you. You get to show people, you know, something that they've never seen from you before. So I love doing film. I love doing it better than I do photography. Actually, I would like to get into doing more film, more video shoots. I have fun doing a video shoot with Johnny Mustaine. Shout out to him and his crew for having me do the video shoot. I was excited about that. It was a different opportunity for me, and I thank him for allowing me to be a part of his video shoot. And hopefully I get to be in more video shoots. You know, this is a new way for me. I've never done a video shoot before, so getting into that is really exciting, because I can see myself doing that better than I do photography, for sure.
You know, uploaded 8 days ago, and it reached a lot of people. Like, how do it feel, even on TikTok, how do it feel to actually see those views? Because, you know, I have uploaded videos before, and I keep getting good comments about the video. Everybody's talking good about the video. But, you know, I think there was a hater. They got the video deleted on TikTok, but it's still around on YouTube. So I'm waiting for it to get deleted. But still keeping up with the numbers. So how does it feel, you know, to get that many views? And have you ever got that many views for a video?
It feels great. No, I've never gotten that many views. I've never actually had a video on YouTube. So that was something new for me. And to see that many people watch it was even more exciting. That lets me know that I'm doing good. That lets me know that I'm doing something right. People are actually liking me, and people are actually getting to see Kalor. So I was just excited to see that, and I can't wait to do more videos. I'm excited, you know, to doing more. So this isn't, you know, just the last video you guys will see me in. I'm pretty sure I'll be doing more.
And the funny thing about it is that is a brand new page I just made 8 days ago. I didn't have no subscribers, you know, 8 people subscribe, but then that was like people I know, and maybe mostly people I know, and maybe 3 people that found the video and decided to subscribe. So that was amazing. Like, you know, new page, we barely promoted the video and it got all those views in no time. I think it was like 800 in like 2 days.
Yes. So thank you to everyone who watched the video, and thank you to those who actually liked the video, and thank you to those who subscribe. Please, if you guys haven't seen it, please go check that out on YouTube. It is titled Kalor the Model Mayo Ink Magazine. Make sure you go check that out. Check it out right after this, or, you know, check it out whenever you're free, whenever you're not doing anything. Just check that video out, like, subscribe, share, whatever you want to do. Just, you know, just go make sure you watch
it. Yeah, and it's also on the, because I was having problems with our server. It's the same link. It's on the Mayel Inc. main site. Also, if you want to buy the magazine featuring her, this is our first magazine. And this magazine might be worth something later. I know Mayel Kids right now, one of the issues is now selling on eBay for $50. And I just released it like about last year. So you might want to go ahead and get this copy of Mayel Inc. Because who knows, it might be worth $50 on eBay soon. So don't get one, get about 100. Go ahead, get your copy featuring her, and, you know, show her some love.
Yes, and shout out to everyone who is in the magazine as well. Congratulations to all of you who made it into the magazine. If you didn't make it this time, I hope you guys submit for the second issue. Submissions are going on right now. Make sure you go to myelinc.com and submit. That's tattoo artists, tattoo shops, business businesses, y'all, you know, you submit. Make sure y'all go submit.
Yeah, and thanks for all the support. You know, even before you became the cover model, you sending people and telling people, and you just work real hard on this issue just as hard, and I definitely thank you for helping out, you know, finding people.
Definitely, you're welcome.
So I cannot wait to see how issue two come out, and already I have some good submissions so far, and I know close to the day, I know everybody's shooting, they like, why this guy only giving us to the 9th, but I'm like, I don't want to give them too much time, because then I can put the magazine together a little bit quicker if I don't give them too much time, then they already know, and like I said, it's a pandemic, so a lot of people have time, right. So.
Right, definitely. Definitely.
So.
Make sure y'all submit, though. Make sure y'all submit.
And then this is another opportunity, too, people. Like, we got a lot of opportunities with Mayo Inc. So I'm going to break down all the opportunities. So number one, the magazine. Print magazine. You want to be, if you're a serious model, not an Instagram model, you want to be in print. I'm gonna tell you why. And you might be like, well, I got Instagram, that's all I need. No. Or I got OnlyFans. No. See, with the magazine, that is a real print magazine. That's real print, and not everybody's on the online. Some people might have Facebook, but they don't even use their Facebook like that. So you're missing people. Also, you can share a magazine. A guy could buy the magazine, and when he's done with it, give it to his son. Or a lady might buy the magazine and give it to her daughter. You can pass along print magazines. When people finish with magazines, they usually give it away to their friends or whatever. And then some people are going to collect it as collection items. So that means more people get to see you. When people have your sales, they might sell their magazine. So that means someone else done picked up the magazine. That's the difference between the internet. The internet, there's so many there's so much noise, and you can get lost. There's new people creating Instagram or Twitter accounts every day. So you can get lost in the noise, and you're not unique. So we're talking about being unique. If you're in a print magazine, in a high quality print magazine, you're unique.
Right. So that's why y'all make sure y'all go get that, you know what I mean? If y'all rock with me, if you say you rock with me like how you say you rock with me, then go get that magazine right now.
All
right,
so tell us some of the people that you submitted, and they actually made it. Everybody you submitted actually made it, and I'm hard on like who I add to the magazine. So you submitted some good people. So tell us some of the people that you submitted and what they do.
Well, I submitted first. That's out to MasterChef Made It, Aaron Young. He is a chef. He's based in Raleigh. So make sure y'all check him out on Instagram at MasterChef Made It. He's got some really good food. I submitted Sky's Sweet Treats by Mariah Dewar. Make sure y'all check her out on Instagram at Sky Sweet Treats. She is a baker. She is a pastry baker. She's got some delicious cupcakes, brownies, cinnamon rolls, you know, anything you can think of, she makes it. So make sure y'all go check
and
her
out. And wasn't you eating her, not to cut you off, wasn't you eating her cupcakes in the magazine?
Yes, I was. That's how good it was. I had to feature it in the magazine. So make sure y'all go check her out. That's Sky's Sweet Treats on Instagram. Also, check out in Richmond. If you are in Richmond, Sunday Soul Food Service. They've got some banging food. Make sure y'all go check them out. That's Sunday at Sunday Soul Food Service on Instagram.
Yeah, she made T saw the pictures and she said it made her hungry, so she had to go check them out because she's actually in Richmond.
Yes, so make sure y'all check them out. And then make sure y'all check out Ja'Cory Douglas, a.k.a. Young Jay. He's got an EP out right now that you guys should go listen to. Check him out at Young Jay on Instagram. Y'all gotta go listen to his EP. It is fire. It is fire.
So, yeah, you can knock that off your list. You're helping out other people because you submitted them. I mean, you really didn't have to do that. So you're already helping people. And yeah, you can knock that off your list.
Definitely. Definitely. I try to help as people as much as I can. You know, I love helping people, succeed. You know, it's only right. You know, we're all looking, to grow and create and be the best that we can be. So definitely.
Yes, and I cannot wait to work with you and create some art. I love working with you. You're a great model. And like I said, that is why all this stuff is coming to you. And plus, you're humble. That's another thing. See, I dealt with a lot of people who really are not humble. And that kind of, when you're not humble, kind of people don't want to work with you. So
yeah.
I like that you're humble. You work hard at what you're doing, and like I said, I saw you all this week. You've been shooting and doing videos, and and I think some of it, I don't want to take anything from you, but I think some of it's coming from you being in Pilar. I think Pilar kind of helped you a little bit. I ain't gonna say a lot because I know you're grinding and stuff too, but I think by you taking that chance with me and coming to shoot for Pilar magazine, I think people took notice. I think what happened is once you posted the picture of the magazine and you said that you're in that real magazine and people saw that it wasn't just a fake magazine and that it was legit, I think that's when, and then you had Trey Bills on the cover, which he's a YouTube star. I think that kind of helped you. I'm not going to take anything from you. You're hardworking. You got great work. But I kind of think that helped you. And it helped me. Because people who didn't want to work with me actually hit me up in my inbox.
Yes, definitely. Again, shout out to Pilar for having me in her magazine. Thank you for, shooting me. Yes, I went for it and I got in the magazine. I got featured in the magazine. So never judge a book by its cover. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta go for it. You gotta take risks sometimes, So that's what I did. I just went for it and I didn't look back. I just kept going. And now working with you again, I'm on the cover of a magazine. So that should let you people know that Ronaldo Creative is who he say he is. So if you want, if you want to get on the cover of a magazine, or if you get featured in the magazine, you just hit him up.
Yeah, feature, because it's hard to get a cover.
Yes, feature, just hit him up. You know what I'm saying? Don't judge a book by its cover.
And it's hard to get features too. I just want to throw that out there. You gotta be good for to get in. Even male ink. You gotta have some type of skills. I know it's for the culture and it's for Black people, but we got to keep it high quality, because that's another thing. Usually when people think of Black stuff, they think of low quality, but that's not true. There's a lot of talented Black graphic designers. There's a lot of talented Black tattoo artists. And actually, one of the tattoo artists mentioned that in the book. He said he missed a lot of clientele because they look at him as a Black tattoo artist and they automatically judge him. We're talking about Caucasians now. So, that's another thing. People always look at Black stuff as being low quality. So we want to change that.
Yes, yes, yes. Definitely want to do that. And show, show everybody who we are as a culture, you know. Show that, you know, we too got what it takes to create some dope magazines. We already proved that with music, with our fashion, the film, with so many things, you know what I'm saying? So
yes, like Virgil, good example. Going.
Yeah.
Virgil with Off-White, that's the biggest. I mean, Virgil from Off-White is so dope that he's working for Louis Vuitton. So
yeah.
That's another thing. You got sometimes do your own lane. You might have to take some champion sweatshirts and put your logo on it. And then who knows? You might be working for Louis Vuitton, like Virgil, because Virgil started off with what was his company called? Pyrex.
Yeah.
And then he started putting the Pyrex logos on the champion sweatshirts, charging a lot of money. He caught people attention. Started off white. Now all the rappers and celebrities wear Off-White. Now he works for Louis Vuitton. So sometimes start your own lane, because the people will notice you for what you're doing. And that's even with modeling.
Right, definitely. Definitely.
I'm glad you said that, because I thought about Virgil. I didn't want to cut you off either.
No, you're fine. No. I was just saying, like, just find your own lane. Like, just do what makes you, you know, passionate, makes you happy, you know. But don't let anything anyone says, you know, stop you from what you want to do. You know, don't change. Just stay the same. You know, change a little bit if necessary, but you know what I'm saying? You just remain you at the end of the day.
Yeah, and a lot of people hate on, let's change the subject, but a lot of people hate on Yachty, but I started listening to Yachty, you know, because I was just like them. I ain't going to lie. I judged dude because I saw them, you know, the bows in his hair, and I was like, what's going on with this guy, the red hair, and, you know, he's more like me because he's different, you know, and I started listening to him, and that's like another, like, thing, like, I actually like Yachty now, but.
Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying, it's just like, with Cardi B, she's very different, you know what I'm saying, like, a lot of people, you know, don't like her because she's so real. She just stayed the same. She didn't change. Mm-hmm. You know, so you just gotta be you. At the end of the day, people are gonna like you or love you. You know, it's gonna be probably more who like you than those who hate you. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta do for you, man, and just stay grinding. Just stay on top of things. Don't let no distractions, you know, stop you from what you wanna do in life.
So I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and I'm saying, be a risk taker sometimes, you know. Don't just settle for less.
So this show has gone on for an hour, and I know we're doing this late. You're tired, I'm tired. So let's end the show. I know we could talk all night. But
yes, we can.
But my question to you is,
yes,
do you have any closing words, and would you like to shout out anyone?
Yes, definitely. First of all, shout out to you. Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you for having me in the magazine. Thank you, T, for having me in the magazine. You know, she is the co-founder of Mayo Inc. Shout outs to her. Shout outs to those, you know, who were involved, who got featured. Shout out to y'all. You know, you made it into a magazine, a fresh magazine, a brand new magazine that's for the Culture Inc. magazine. So shout out to y'all. I want to shout out again, Young Jay. Make sure y'all check out his EP, You Have No Idea, on all platforms right now. Shout out to Johnny Hussein. He has an EP on the way. He has a single out, 2 Feet. Go check him out. Yeah, shout out to my kids for motivating me. Shout out to my mom and dad. I love y'all. Shout out to my brothers. Shout out to my sister Kirsten for being there, for always being there. I love you. But yeah, thank y'all for having me on the show. And make sure y'all go check out that magazine. Make sure y'all get that. MayoInc.com. Go check that out.
Oh yeah, the people can follow. Like, we got a social network also that's just like Facebook and Instagram. It's like you take Facebook and you mix it with Instagram and you mix it with Twitter, and it got all the awesomeness that they have, but it has a unique vibe to it also. So if you are, if you're only tattoo shop, so that means Sketch, your friend Sketch, you need to join it. You can create a full tattoo shop or tattoo artist profile. You can upload your pictures, and you can, and your clients can join, and they can leave you reviews. So that's great for all the tattoo artists that was featured in this magazine. None of them have a website but Sketch. And even though he have a website, he should definitely join also. So Sketch, if you're listening, join. Only thing you have to do, it's 100% free. Go to mayelinc.com/register. You don't want to wait until everybody joined the site, because that's coming soon. So you want to be ahead of everybody. So go ahead and join mayelinc.com/register. And you can actually find her on the site also. So make sure you register today. It's 100% free. And it's, once we get it going, it's, you don't want to wait, because it's going to be people up there and you don't want to get lost in the sauce. Because I had a social network before, and I remember how active it was. And so this is going to happen once everybody see that the magazine is legit and that the issue is out. So, and then we, once we get an ad for telling people that the site is, you know, here, we also have a platform where you can share your videos. So if you do behind the scene videos, if you want to do behind the scene videos of you doing the tattoos or anything like that, or if you're a model, if you're a model and you want to have a video, a promo video, you don't want to get it deleted on, that's the main thing. You don't want it deleted on Vimeo, Facebook, Instagram. You can put it on our site and direct your people to the page. So go ahead and create your account and you'll send us the video and we'll upload it. So what you think about, since you are a member, what you think about the social network?
Oh, I love it. You know what I'm saying? It's a great opportunity, you know, for me to connect with, you know, different people and possibly work with them. So it's awesome. You know, if you have a business, then I will definitely tell you to sign up, join the community. You know, this is for the culture. So why not rep the culture, right? So make sure y'all just, you know, sign up, join the community.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. I was just saying, I'm in there, so go ahead and join so I can meet y'all, so I can, you know, collab with y'all.
And then what gets on my nerves is, you know, because you might be doing tattoos and, you know, you might have some cheeks showing, because, you know, sometimes, you know, that's your favorite tattoo. You put that on Facebook and Instagram, your account might get deleted. But you can do it on Mayel Inc. because it's made for tattoos, and that's the main thing. It's not a social network for college students to connect with each other. That's what Facebook is really for. Mayel Inc. is a website made for tattoos and body art, especially made for that. And then also you might get the editor's attention. So let's say this magazine grows and become big, which I know it is, and it becomes so big. And so if you build a relationship with us early on, before we get real busy, you can actually contact us and probably submit to us. So you might want to go ahead and join the social network. Like right now, even now, I talk to everyone that's in the magazine almost every day. So the people that I do know, and I'm gonna start hitting up the people that I don't know, because it's about it being a community. But I'm just saying, if it grows, you want to be connected to us if you do tattoos or whatever.
Right, definitely.
Because, you know, if we start getting a lot of, I'm already getting a lot of email, but let me tell you what's happened. Someone, I don't know why they did it, but they registered us for a casting site and they actually paid for it. And now I'm getting a lot of emails because this person registered us for the site and they paid for it, for the magazine. I don't know who did this, but I wish they didn't. It's nice of them to do it, but I'm getting too much submissions from actors and stuff, and it's just too much. So that was still kind of shocking that they actually paid for our magazine casting. So if you're listening, whoever you are, thank you, but please don't do that again. But yeah, I went to the link and I was like, okay, wow. I do not like this. But again, thank you, whoever did it. Your heart was in the right place.
Right.
So, do you have any closing words? Because, man, we do need to end this.
Yeah, we've been talking for a woo. But, I'm really thankful. I'm humble. I just want to thank God. I want to, thank all who support me, who want to see me grow. I'm just beyond thankful, for this opportunity. And I just know there's more out there that's coming. So I'm just ready. I'm ready to make a lot of things happen. So again, thank you for having me on this show, this podcast. Thank you for the opportunity to be on the cover of the magazine, and can't wait to see, the next issue and who's going to be featured, who's going to be on the cover. I'm excited to see who's next. So yes, Maya Inc. will be epic. It will be a transformer for the culture. So I'm just ready to see how big it gets.
Definitely. And also your daughter is going to be publishing a parent magazine, Mayo Kids. So how do you feel about that? Remember, you was there, and I actually did her photo shoot and she did pretty good. So like, I know we're supposed to end this, but like, tell us about that, because I know there's some parents listening.
It's an opportunity for kids as well for Mayo Kids magazine. My daughter, she's never modeled before in her life. And when she did this photo shoot, she killed it. She was amazing. And you know what really got her some good shots is that she began to be herself. She began to open up and she began to get comfortable with Ronaldo, with the camera. And me being a mom, it was a proud moment, seeing my daughter look so beautiful, look so elegant, look so graceful, taking these pictures and just seeing her smile. It really was heartwarming. So parents, if you want your kids, featured in the magazine or on the cover, then go for it. Go for Mayo Kids magazine. It is an amazing magazine. If you have not checked it out, make sure you check it out on Facebook and Instagram, Mayo Kids magazine.
Okay, so you saying, he decided to say it the proper way. I don't like Mayo, so that's why we say Mayo.
Excuse me, Mayo. Mayo Kids magazine. I don't know why I always want to say Mayo, but Mayo.
Because it's the right way. But sometimes you gotta break the rules. So yeah, Mayo sound better. It's easier for people because you gotta remember, a lot of people don't know how to say it.
Right. My apologies, Mayo Inc. Mayo magazine, Kids magazine. Make sure y'all go check that out. And parents, please, if you're interested, submit. Submit.
Yeah, I have heard people call it Nelly, Malaya. it's hard for people to say, and Mao. So I'm not picking at nobody. I'm just saying I heard different ways of saying it. But yeah, you said it right, Mayel.
Yeah, I can see where people, get tongue twisted with that word. But excuse me, Mayo Kids Magazine.
I messed up your name. I thought it was Calore.
A lot of people think it's that too, but no, it's Calore.
Okay. So that's Italian, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I thought they pronounced it Calore, I guess.
Honestly, it's inspired by my kids, both of their last names. And I just,
Wow.
A little Calore in there to make it, sound unique. but it's my daughter's last name, which is Cologne, and my son's last name, which is Moore. So you put that together, you get Calore.
Wow, so that kind of matches Mayelle. It's named after ST's daughter, named Mixed Up.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's where Mayelle came from.
Awesome. That's cool. That's cool.
All right, so I'm going to let you go. And again, thank you.
Talking forever.
Hey, because we used to.
I love this album. Doesn't bother me, but I know can't go on forever.
Yes, definitely. But yeah, hopefully we can get you back. And hopefully, I would like to host the show with you, interview other folks, because you know, we did pretty good on this show. I think we would be good doing this show together and interviewing people.
Awesome. I would love to. I would not mind.
Definitely. I think that would be a good look because you are into the tattoo stuff. You know a lot about tattoos. And you could definitely, probably do a good show. Maybe you can bring in people that you know first. You know, maybe you could even do your own show.
Right, definitely. I'm down. Thank you for the opportunity. Again, thank you.
All right, definitely. And again, you've been listening to the Mayelle Inc. podcast. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts. That's the best way to listen to it. If you have an iPhone, you can listen to it on the podcast app by Apple. Just go ahead and download that. It's on Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Radio Public. Shout out to Listen Notes, yo. Hey, you got to check out Listen Notes. Listen, I'm talking to you. Listen Notes right there. Do you listen to podcasts?
Yes, I do.
So let's drop everything that you have. Download the Listen Notes app. They did not sponsor this, but and you can hear from my voice. I'm excited. Listen Notes made our pod. So that's Listen Notes is the Google of podcasts. So you can go ahead and create your account with them. You can sign in with your Facebook account. And with them, Listen Notes, so Notes, N-O-T-E. With them, you can say to, so if you listen to the Creflo Dollar podcast, and if you listen to Graphic Design podcast, or if you listen to something else, and then the Mayelle Kids and the Mayelle Inc. podcast, only thing you have to do is go there, download their app, and you can save all your podcasts. It's like Goodreads for podcasts. And why I love them so much is they verified us. So Mayelle Inc. and Mayelle Kids is verified. And so we actually can post our magazines and stuff and updates on the page. And we have the blue check. So definitely want to give a shout out to Listen Notes. But it's also on other platforms. And not just that. After they verified us, they actually follow us. Because a lot of these podcast directories, they do not follow the podcast. So, and then also, we was featured on their page. So, shout out to Listen Notes. It's the biggest podcast directory. So, I'm going to tell you to go check them out. Also, big shout outs to Spotify. Because without Spotify, this podcast would not exist. So shout out to Spotify for allowing us to do this podcast on anchor.fm. Again, I've been talking to Jasmine too long, but I definitely wanted her to hear about this Listen Notes, because I know she is always on the go as a model. So Listen Notes would be a great platform for her to be able to listen to her podcast and even music podcasts or whatever. Oh, did you see that Michelle Obama got a podcast now on Spotify? Yeah, definitely. I know. Didn't you say Michelle's one of your inspirations?
No, I did not know that. I will be tuning in. Yes, she is.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Michelle got some tattoos. She don't really show.
I will be checking out the podcast.
Hopefully she do listen to the show.
Definitely.
All right, so yeah, thank you for listening to the show. This is
pretty
the Mayelle
sure she does. I'm
podcast
sure she does.
On anchor.fm and Spotify. I'm your host, Renato Creative, and I am with... Yeah, that's cool right there, Calore. The sound. It has that Italian
Calore
vibes to it. Sounds real good. You should... You could...
Word.
Yeah, you could start a cologne with that.
Yeah. Check me out.
All right, so until next time, say it again. Like, tell them where they can follow you again.
Yes, check me out on Instagram at Calore Model. I'm not usually on Facebook, but you can also check me out there on Facebook. Jazz.
That's why you're successful, because you do not get into the nonsense.
Definitely
on
check
Facebook,
me out on Instagram.
That's really what Facebook is. It's just nonsense. Are you on Twitter? Because Twitter is more business minded.
Yes.
You definitely should.
Honestly, no.
The,
I thought about starting on Twitter. Maybe I should.
Twitter. I say Instagram and Twitter is very important. Facebook, I only use it for Messenger, but it's a lot of nonsense on it. Okay, yeah, definitely. You should like do that as soon as possible.
So,
like I said, there's
check me out on Twitter soon.
Oh yeah, you need to start doing some videos on YouTube too. I see you got the YouTube.
Oh, yeah,
you're doing all this stuff. You need to start doing like behind the scenes videos and like walking people through what you're doing on your Twitter. Or I mean, not your Twitter, your YouTube. Maybe go live, because you know, you could start. You could, like, when you start doing that, people can support you and start doing donations when you're live. All right, that's what we're here for, and you can actually go to our site to learn some opportunities like that.
Thank you.
Again, we're going to really end this show. All right, everybody, good night. Warning, the end of the show is distorted, and I do want to apologize. This was pre-recorded, and we do not have control over that. Hopefully we can bring Calore back, and we can talk again. Get more exposure for your products and services. Advertise in Mayel Inc. magazine, a magazine that is targeted to people who love body art and tattoos. Go ahead, advertise in Mayel Inc. magazine. Go to mayelinc.com/ads. Again, go to mayelinc.com/ads to get started. We'll be right back. Here's a song by Johnny Musang.